Welcome to Impact to Income. This is Tyler Watson here, and I have the pleasure to be on with Ray Ibarra. Are you here with us? Can you hear us okay?
Yes, perfect, Tyler. Thank you.
Sweet. Well, we were chatting right before we kicked this off, and you had some incredible experiences that you've been through, and just a lot of insight on persevering as an entrepreneur. So, Ray, just tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey, and the mission that you stand for.
Yeah, thank you, Tyler. Well, you know, as we were just talking here before we went on air, is I produced the multimedia book Conversations with Shark Tank Winners some years, already over about 6+ years already. I can't believe it. Time flies. But I've always been in the media. I've hosted a local TV show here in Los Angeles, and also I was on broadcast radio back in the day here at one of the major radio stations. Interviewed a lot at that time. That's when Oprah Winfrey was really big, and I had basically all of her guests on my radio show, which was my first foray into broadcast radio. Before that, I produced a small 10-minute live internet radio show at the ARN Radio Network here in L.A. My message is this, is that, I produced the multimedia book Conversations with Shark Tank Winners, because to me, it all starts with telling stories. Stories to me are what drive me, what got me to where I am today, Tyler, where I love sharing stories of ordinary people, in the sense that they're not in a negative way, but in a positive way, doing extraordinary things. And so I was producing a podcast here some years ago, and like millions of people across the United States and now around the world, they were tuning into this, and they tuned into this phenomenon called Shark Tank. And so one night I was watching an episode of Shark Tank, and there was a few entrepreneurs on there that I thought their stories were incredible. So the next day, Saturday morning, over my coffee, I was looking up their information to contact them, to interview them for my podcast. And then a light bulb experience happened to me, and I got this book popped in my head called Conversations with Shark Tank Winners. So there was a little business card right next to me on the table. I turned it around and I wrote the title down so I wouldn't forget. And that's how this whole process of recording very powerful, inspiring stories with 14 of these entrepreneurs who were featured on Shark Tank, and since that time got on to create business empires. That's how this whole journey for me started.
That's awesome. And Ray, just hearing this experience, I mean, there's so many lessons in there for entrepreneurs. You know, first off, you surrounded yourself with amazing people. And secondly, you were looking for opportunities. I mean, by being there, being present, you saw and heard amazing stories, which gave way for that inspiration to say, here's the idea, run with it. And I think often as entrepreneurs, we try to do it alone. Like, we try to go at things alone. But by you being in that space, you created something from a need, and you were in that energy of transformation already. So I think that's just a super powerful lesson for all entrepreneurs, is surround ourselves. You know, we hear it all the time, but it's so true. Surround ourselves with amazing people and tap into that inspiration, because that's really the gold that, you know, inspires the masses.
Yeah, you know, something that I want to add to that, Tyler, is this. It's people ask me all the time, well, how did you get these entrepreneurs to participate in your project? How did you get this done? How did you put everything together? Well, it wasn't easy, you know, because, you know, there's another backstory behind that. But what I will say, because of time constraints here, is this, is that people ask me, well, how did you get this done? And simply by picking up the phone and calling the entrepreneurs and asking them if they wanted to participate in this book project. It was that simple. When I was in broadcast radio years ago, I was able to get all of the guests that at that time Oprah Winfrey was getting on her show when she was really big. I picked up the phone and I called, I don't know if you're aware of Dr. Deepak Chopra, but I picked up the phone and I called him and I asked him to, if he would like to be a guest on my radio show, talk to their people. And he was the very first guest that I that I had on my broadcast radio show years ago. At that time, he was the biggest author, one of the biggest authors in the world. And so, you know, you have to take that action, you know, taking that action and just making it happen. I can't stress enough that when you have an idea as an entrepreneur, when you have an idea, I am amazed at I was participating in a webinar one time, and I was amazed at the number of people, Tyler, that had ideas for a book, had ideas to write for a book, and they were at it for like 4, 5, 6 and more years. And I asked them, well, why is it taking so long? And the number one answer that I got from everybody, and I kid you not, was that they were afraid that their book was going to be rejected or they were going to fail. Mm. And I was absolutely floored by that because, you know, failure, though we don't like failure, it's part of the process. You're not going to win every race in the Olympics as a track athlete. You're not going to win every game that you participate in. You're going to lose a lot of those games. You know, a 300 hitter in baseball only hits the ball one more time out of 10 times versus a 200 hitter, and the difference is not that much, but then that 1% makes, or that 10% makes a whole big difference. And what I have found over the years is that there's that 10% or less of people that take that immediate action where it doesn't, might not take you exactly where you want to go in the beginning. But, you know, just like with there was a wonderful story that Tony Robbins, I learned from Tony Robbins years ago about the couple that he was, they were taking some of his, one of his seminars, and he was asking them what their plan was for wealth building. And this one couple got up and said, well, we're going to win the lotto. And Tony said, what? He said, we're going to win the lotto. And he thought about that, and he thought, well, you know, who am I to tell them that because they believe this so much that they're not going to win it, even though that's not the preferred method of wealth building that I wanted to convey. But they ended up winning the lotto, and then in another session they came back and said they were going to win the lotto again, and they won the lotto again, big money. And people say, well, you're lucky if you win the lotto, and that's true. There's a lot of luck involved picking the right numbers, but you have to take the action to buy that ticket and to write those numbers down. Now, I that's not the preferred method for me, but immediate action, taking that action, it's going to lead you in the right direction to meet the right people to get the job done.
That's cool. So let me ask this, Ray. So, you know, even in growing our business, you know, as all entrepreneurs know, there's always ups and downs. And through the power of story, a lot of people, you know, they hear, like when I share my story about all the things I went through and the struggles and then started to create multiple six figures, then the thing that people think is, oh, you know, he's got it all now. But in reality, it's always this up and down. It's like a heartbeat. And I think so many people don't want the downs. They're afraid of, like what you're saying, is that failure. But that's what drives the next level of success, is going through the struggles, going through the pains. And I'd just love for you to talk to that. You know, people see what you've been through, you know, all the great things. So tell us a little bit, is it still just super easy, or do you have some trials that you have to face and some struggles that you still have to conquer?
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for that great question, because one of my good friends is Jerry Hancock. He's one of the Shark Tank entrepreneurs. He's the owner and CEO and inventor of Sub-Zero Ice Cream. He went on season 6 of Shark Tank, and he was one of my speakers at my last event this last Saturday. You know, the struggle is a very, very big thing. You know, this is a gentleman who struggled tremendously. Him and I had talked about that, and he was saying, you know, Ray, one of the things that people like, they always love to see the success stories on Shark Tank, but there's so many struggles that we all go through. Even if some of us get deals on the program, There's still a lot of struggles that we continuously and challenges that we continuously go through as business owners and entrepreneurs. And the reason I share that statement that Jerry made is because it's true. It's true even to this day for me as an entrepreneur. I just went through an experience where at the very last minute, after a lot of preparation for my last event, my big sponsor suddenly pulled out after confirming and after getting funding for my event. At the very last minute, somebody upstairs decided to pull the plug on my funding. And for 2 weeks, I was telling my wife this, and I explained this in my event when I was speaking. In 2 weeks, it seems like I learned enough experience to get a couple of doctorate degrees. What took place mm-hmm. and what just happened, what I had to do to get another venue, to move the event, to get new speakers together. It just changed the dynamic of everything. I learned so much about a new phase of producing live events that I didn't know before. And now that I'm taking a week off to just let everything sink in, but I've gained a new understanding. I've gained a new understanding of everything and of how things work. And so it's a never-ending process of challenges. I had tremendous health challenges when I started this project, and even before I started this project, I was diagnosed with severe rheumatoid arthritis. That's an autoimmune disease that runs heavy on my mom's side of the family. And it was so severe that at one point I thought that I was going to be that my life was going to end. The pain was so horrendous, and the amount of drugs that I was given to combat the disease almost killed me. And so it was just a terrible, terrible experience. I still struggle with it, but I've got it more under control. But there's days when it wants to control me and lets me know that I'm here and I'm not going away. But when I was diagnosed with it, it turned my life 180 degrees. I was in excruciating pain. I couldn't sleep for days. I was on cancer drugs. I gained about 50, 60 pounds from massive steroids that I was taking, and I thought my life mm-hmm. was going to end. And when I produced this project 6 years ago, it came back again, and it came back with a, it never went away, but it came back with a vengeance. And I was very, very sick when I first started producing conversations with Shark Tank winners. So it changed my life. It changed my viewpoint on how I look at life, because when you're up against something like that, as you well know, Tyler, your worldview changes, and you view life and you use time in a very different way when you've been put up against something that could eventually take you out. And so you cherish even more and you value even more the time that you're here with your loved ones, with the purpose that you've been given, the vocation that you've been given for the message that you're supposed to share to help humanity.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, Ray, talking to that, just thinking about even myself, we're always, running events, we do 4 a year and they're super exciting, yet there's a lot of work to, create that and send it out and get people to attend and have the shifts and breakthroughs. And so I love your perspective on that. And so let me just ask you this, Ray. So if someone wanted to get access to you and understand more of what you're doing, even this power of persistence and being able to push through things and really come out on top, where would they need to go to get access to you?
Well, there's a couple of ways that you can access, get a hold of me, Tyler. One, of course, is through my website, sharksandstripes2.com. That's sharksandstripes2.com. And you can send me an email or you can call me. My contact information is there. That's my event that just passed here in Los Angeles. Or you can reach out to me on LinkedIn. You can get a hold of me on LinkedIn by typing, putting my name in, Ray with a E, R-E-Y, Ibarra, Y-B-A-R-R-A. And you can connect with me there. And if you reach out to me there, then I will definitely get back with you in a good quick amount of time. Of course, there's always the phone. You can always call me on my number, my 800 number off my website. You can get a hold of me there, or my email, and I'm accessible all of those ways.
Awesome. So if you had one last message, one last gold nugget to share with the audience, what would that be?
Yeah, I think it would be this. This is something from my favorite poem by Rudyard Kipling. My dear friend years ago told me to commit it to memory because he said, Ray, you're going to come up against a lot of things in your journey. And he was definitely right about that, my late great friend and brother. And it's a poem by called If by Rudyard Kipling. And in there, there's a stanza in there that says, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe one word about your loss. I think that is so important because many, many times you're going to make one heap of all the things that you have and you're going to throw it all out there and you're going to take a risk. And there's many times that you're going to have to take those risks to get to the next level, only to have the rug pulled out from underneath your feet and you're having to start all over again. But those are experiences that will give you so much knowledge and insight and wherewithal and awareness to get you to the next level of where you're supposed to be. So embrace those times of setbacks, because in reality they're not setbacks at all. They're there to teach you, to make you better, and that will give you tools to move forward to the next level of where you're supposed to be.
Boom. I love it. Man, thank you so much for joining us today. Really, really appreciate having you on and the wisdom that you're able to share. Thank you everyone for listening today. And again, yeah, this has just been really fun. Appreciate all the things that you've shared with us. And for those of you who haven't joined our Facebook group yet, go ahead and do that if you'd like to get plugged into additional trainings. It's Enrollment Masters. And the website you can go to just to do a direct shot is TylerFB for Facebook, TylerFB.com. And yeah, thanks again, Ray. This has been wonderful.
Tyler, thank you so much. Much continued success. You're doing great work, and it's been an honor and a pleasure to be on your program.
Awesome. We will see you guys on the next show.